Welcome to the Fit Girl Magic Podcast. If you are ready to find your inner magic, develop great habits, and a rock steady mindset to feel confident, comfortable, and fit in your body, you are in the right place. I am Kim Barnes Jefferson, and I'll be giving you weekly doses of health, fitness, and life tips sprinkled with humor and real talk. If you're ready to be consistent without the stress of perfection, magic makers, it's time to slip into your favorite pair of PJs, grab some coffee, kick back, and listen to today's show. This week's iTunes review is brought to you by Jackie O. Jazz Hands. She writes, a great, funny podcast about real topics we all struggle with. Kim gives great advice and support to people to live their best life. That just fills my heart. Thank you so much for taking the time to write me that 5-star review. And for those of you who have yet to leave that 5-star review, all you have to do is go on to iTunes or wherever you listen to this podcast and do the same thing, and I will read it on the air. So thank you so much, Jackie O. Jazz Hands. It fills me up when I read those reviews from the heart. Enjoy the podcast. Magic Makers, have a great episode for you. Today, I have asked 4 other fitness pros their input on how do you best track food. And I know I think I heard a collective sigh. I think I saw with my little eye a bunch of eyes rolling. I get it, right? When someone says food log, you're like, sweet Georgia Brown. Like, oh, sweet Georgia Brown. I can't. Like, and you get stuck. And I totally get it. There's 2 reasons why I think people get paralyzed with food logging. One, it's just a pain in the fucking ass to just sit down and write out what you are eating, right? It's a pain in the ass. Second, I think you feel judged, right? Especially when a coach asks you to do it. And I know one of the biggest things I know when I start working with my private clients, I was like, okay, I need 5 days of food. And the reason why I ask for 5 days of food is that it helps me to see a pattern. It helps me to see what's going on with you. And many people, they get kind of stuck because they think we're judging. As a health coach, we're not judging. For us, it is a place for us to start. We need the data. We need to understand. If you came to me and you told me that either, you know, whatever your goal is, if your goal is to lose weight, your goal is to put on muscle, your goal is to have more energy, your goal is to stop the cravings, I got to know what you're eating. And I also have to know how you're working out, right? And you're quick to tell me all your workouts, but when it comes to food, you're like, And I know this, you know, one woman that I started working with, like she literally was paralyzed for like 2 weeks because she was afraid that I was going to judge her. Here's the thing. If you've hired a really good coach, they're not judging. It's data. Right? It's just data. It's kind of like, you know, when we go to the doctor and the doctor says, well, Kim, how many drinks do you have a week? Well, back in the day, I used to lie my ass off. I was like, oh, probably 1 or 2, right, a month. And I would lie to him because I didn't want him to judge me. But that's not what a health coach does, because if I know all the facts, I have all the data, it helps me to help you, right? So if you're currently working with a health coach or considering working with a health coach, it's a food log is a, it's how we know things, right? I always use CSI, the show. The food log is the body on the floor, right? Because when you have a body, you can see what happened to it. Did someone beat the body over the head? Was it shot? Was it stabbed? You know, what happened to the body? That's what the food log is. And so I asked four great ladies, you know, how do they go about helping their clients track the food? What are some of the things, you know, tips and tricks that they have to actually track the food? Some of them have also gone into detail as to like what it tells you, right? You know, the biggest thing is that the reason why we ask you for this food log is that it helps us to better understand like what you're consuming, and especially on a non-structured day. So, you know, many people, I'm sure you guys are going to nod along with this. Many of you are awesome Monday through Friday night, and then Saturday and Sunday, release the hounds, right? So it helps us to be better able to help you with those weekend unscheduled meetings, right? Eatings, feedings. But we also want to help set you guys up for success. And so that the tracking also helps reveal patterns. You know, I have clients who are emotional eaters, stress eaters, right? Boredom eaters, right? We all have that. And so how do we work with you on making those, you know, tweaks? Because it's those extra bites, licks, taste that add up over the course of time. And so I have four great ladies who are just going to give you their help and information. So let me just stop my talking. Let's hear from them and hear what they have to say. All right. First up, we have Kristen. And one of the things why Kristen and I click so much is that she is all about being more intuitive with your food. And eventually, I want my clients to get there too, right? I don't want you to have to track for the rest of your natural born life, right? But I like her approach that the tracking is about awareness. The tracking is about feelings, right? And until we start to see when we actually write things down, how do we know our feelings? And so I really like the vibe that Kristen brings to food tracking. Have a listen and do me a favor. If you like what she has to say, screenshot this and tag both of us on the gram or Facebook. Enjoy and let me know how you feel about Kristen's approach to food tracking.
My name is Kristen Ciccolini. I'm a functional nutritionist and menstrual health educator with an intuitive approach to health. What's one simple tip I have for tracking your food? Well, because I follow a more intuitive approach that emphasizes letting the body lead, tracking isn't really something I recommend long term because in my experience and in my practice, I've seen that lead to disordered eating or anxious tendencies around food. However, intuition is information. It's a collection of experiences that's housed in your brain, like a database of experiences that you can call on before rational thought can kick in. And, you know, it's your second nature. And since intuition is based on information in your environment, you need to start with something, right? So my tip for tracking food is to use it as a temporary tool to gain awareness. I have clients track their food and mood for 3 to 5 days, including a weekend day when they're out of their normal work routine. And rather than logging every last teaspoon and measuring everything, I just ask that they input a brief description of what they ate, you know, the main ingredients, and then write down how they feel before and after they eat. And for the word about how they feel or the description of how they feel, it can be physical or mental, emotional. So physical can be hunger level. If you're trying this, you know, if you know what your signals are, some people don't, that's okay. But this is another way to gain awareness around that. Some hunger signals can be jitters, difficulty focusing, irritability, feeling tired. And again, those feelings that you list can be mental or emotional as well. So maybe after you eat, you're feeling anything from happiness to guilt, nausea, motivation. There's a lot of information that you can find there. And it's all information for that intuitive database. You're learning how certain foods make you feel so that you can make intuitive and intentional choices in the future based on how you want to feel. And you're also learning about patterns that you might not have noticed before. For instance, I had a client with ADHD who never ate breakfast and was having trouble focusing at work. But once she made the connection that having a balanced breakfast changed the entire course of her day, she was able to make those second nature decisions a lot easier because she knew it needed to happen during the day and she knew what foods took her there. So there's a lot of valuable information to be found in food tracking, but I like to use it in this way where it's more intuitive or more training your intuition to know what to expect. And I view it as a temporary tool for becoming more in tune with your body.
All right, guys, next up is Miss Conceita. I love her so much. You know, she was the one who taught me about the blending and the banning. And every time I ask her, you know, these great questions about food tracking or pretty much anything, she always comes back with some really good, like, gems that I'm like, that's just
gold, sister girl. And so today she, you know, she brings it again, right? You know, she's an engineer by trade. So I think, you know, it's those engineering minds that really help to, like, you know, apply a little logic to this emotional stuff around eating. And, you know, basically she's like, you know, track when it's not working. And, you know, she gives so many different ways about how do you become selective about your tracking as you move forward once you get an understanding of what's actually happening. And so I love it because, you know, she's, you know, I have three mamas here. So they're good for those of you who are mamas and you're like, girl, I got so much going on. Try to keep track of all these damn kids. And I love Conceita's approach. So do me a favor, have a listen, screenshot this. If whatever you resonate with, do me a favor, tag us on the Instagram, tag us on Facebook, and let us know what you're resonating with. And if there's someone who needs to listen to this, do me a favor, tag them as well on this post. You guys, listen to what Ms. Conceita has to say.
Hello, Coach Conceita Thomas here to give you my best tip in regards to tracking your food. And that tip is make sure that you're tracking the right thing for the right reason in the right way. When many of us think of food tracking, we think of writing down every bite, look, and taste that passes through our mouth, whether it's in a food tracking journal or on some type of digital device. The thought of that alone for most of us is enough to make us not want to track anything ever. And trying to do it that way all the time can actually make us miss out on some of the upsides that food tracking has to offer. So the benefits of food tracking are increased awareness around how we're actually eating versus how we feel like we're eating, as well as some self-accountability to follow through on the changes that we're trying to make. However, we've said that, you know, it can be overwhelming, time-consuming, and for some of us, it can even trigger a little bit of food obsession if you are tracking every single thing that you bite, look, and taste. Just think about it. You know, maybe you're riding with your kid and you have two of their fries because they got fries. And then you feel like, oh my gosh, where's my food journal? I have to record those two French fries. And that can be overwhelming for some people. And for a lot of people, that can trigger a little bit of food obsession. So the question becomes, how do we receive the benefits of food tracking, right? The awareness of how we're eating, the accountability to follow through on what we're trying to change without triggering some of the negative effects that are possible for some people. So what I recommend is in the very beginning of your journey and anytime you hit a plateau or anytime you feel like I'm doing everything right, but I just can't see, I'm not getting the results that I think match up with how I feel I'm eating. Well, that's a great time to track everything, right? So maybe a 3 or even 7 day, if you can, you know, last that long, total recall, whether you're writing it in a journal or whether you are logging it into some type of digital app or something like that, to really bring awareness to, okay, how am I really eating? Most times when we do this, we are able to recognize some things that we maybe weren't quite conscious of. Like we didn't realize that we, you know, have 2 or 3 handfuls of snacks in between every meal. Or we didn't realize that the dessert after dinner is the gift that keeps on giving, right? We have a piece of chocolate, then there's, you know, 5, you know, gummy candies, and then there's a cookie or something like that. And tracking can really reveal those things and make us aware of which changes we can make in order to get results rolling or get them rolling again. Once we have that awareness, though, then we can move to what I like to call like selective tracking. And that's where you track the things that you're trying to change. And the purpose at this point is to create that self-accountability to follow through, right? So if I know that I'm trying to eat more vegetables, I'm trying to drink more water. And let's say those are the only 2 changes that I'm working on right now. Maybe in my initial tracking, I found 3 or 4 things that I could change, but I elect to start with 1 or 2. Then that's what I track, right? That's what I track because that's simple. That's something I can do really quickly, either in a note on my phone or even in my planner. And this is something that I have my clients do because it's literally at that point, just a check or the lack of a check. Either you did it or you did not. And then once you've done that for a while and you feel like those habits are mastered, you can go back to the drawing board, like that initial list that you created from that initial tracking, or you could do another 3 days of tracking to just see how things have shifted and changed. And then you can decide from that list which habit you're going to stack next. So that is a way that you can track and get all of the benefits, the awareness of what I'm eating, the self-accountability to follow through and to be consistent without triggering that overwhelm, without triggering that feeling of this is taking way too much time, or I don't like this because I'm literally obsessed over food. I'm afraid to take a bite of anything unless I have my food journal there, or social situations are becoming awkward because I'm literally running to my food journal or not as engaged because I'm trying to remember what I ate so that I can write that down. So that is my best food tracking tip for you.
Hey ladies, next up is Miss Rayanne Mullins. I just love Rayanne. Like she is my, like, I want to say she's like my human Prozac. Like whenever I just need to like chill my ass out, like Rayanne is my girl. And I love her like simple, practical tips to really help us track food, but also she's bringing in the emotions. And I know plenty of you are stress eaters, emotional eaters, and she's really helping you to kind of start to zone in, tune in, I think that's a better word, tune in to why, right? Tune into why. And I love her tips on, you know, the tracking that she gives. And as always, like if there's something that resonates with you, do me a favor, screenshot it and tag us both, Instagram, Facebook. And if there's someone that needs to hear this message, absolutely tag them on this post. Because let me just tell you, food tracking is, unopens the magic box. You know, if you ever watched the movie Pulp Fiction, and you know how every time they go and they're looking for that magic box and they open the box and it's the glow? Well, the glow is the food tracking, right? The food tracking is what opens our eyes to what's actually going on versus what we think what's going on. So I'm going to shut my mouth and I'm going to have you listen to Miss Rayanne.
Hi, I'm Coach Rayanne Mullins. I'm a fitness, nutrition, and lifestyle coach for women. When it comes to food tracking, here is my number one tip. I always recommend that my clients include the time of the meal or snack, what food was eaten and about how much, why they ate the food, was it hunger, craving, or other, and also a rating of the hunger at the time of the meal. The piece where I have the client indicate why they ate the food is absolute gold. As a busy society, we tend to eat and not even notice, or we may eat instead of listening to our body and what we really need. When we're truly hungry, we have signals such as a growling gut, low energy, mood changes, shakiness, headache, etc. And if we're not hungry, we may be feeling something else, like boredom, sadness, stress, frustration, or something else. So it's important to note that not all emotional eating is from negative feelings. Sometimes it's happiness and joy that can lead to eating even when we aren't hungry. If you're going to track your food, I highly recommend also tracking your emotions. This extra attention will take your food tracking and results to a new level.
All right, ladies, we have our last fitness pro. Her name is Miss Carrie Manti, and I absolutely adore her. Like, she is someone who just can make me laugh my ass off while calling me on my shit. And I absolutely love that about her because there's only a handful of people who can do that. And she, I just love her because, you know, many of you tell me, I just give it to you straight. Carrie, she does the same exact thing. She just gives it to you straight. And, you know, I love her because she's got three kids and she keeps it real. Like she shows you like this is what it's like to have kids and still be able to maintain a healthy lifestyle without going cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, right? You know, we've all lived that cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs life and we ain't about that lifestyle no more. So have a listen, Miss Carrie Manti. Like I love how she's just, you know, she just lays it all out. And how do you do it with, you know, we all live a more than busy life. And as always, if something resonates here with you, do me a favor, screenshot this and tag myself and Carrie on the post. And if someone needs to hear this, someone who's like, I ain't got time, girlfriend, tag them on this podcast and let them know they do got the time.
My name is Carrie Manti. I am a strength, nutrition, and certified health mindset coach. And my number one food tracking tip is to track as you go. I am not somebody who loves tracking. I don't do it all the time, but For myself and my clients, it will always be the first tool I pull out in order to bring more awareness around our intake, regardless of our goals. So whether it's fat loss or muscle gain or just trying to increase our protein or fiber, we can't manage what we can't measure. So in terms of tracking, my biggest recommendation is to use your notes app on your phone, keep a little notepad around you, and try your best to be really intentional about tracking what you eat and what you drink as you are eating and drinking it. And yes, this is something that, you know, you have to remind yourself to do. But the point is that if we wait until the end of the day, I don't know about you guys, but as a busy working mom of three, there are a lot of things that kind of just slip my mind. And I can guarantee you that what I ate at 10:30 in the morning while I was making, you know, my three-year-old snack is not going to be one of them. So although it is kind of an extra step and does take some intention, tracking as you go is just, for me and a lot of my clients, a lot more accurate than trying to remember everything that we ate over the course of the day or, you know, at the end of the week. So if food tracking is going to be something that you plan on doing, my advice is to do it right from the beginning. Try to be as accurate as possible. Even if you need to make alerts on your phone or, you know, walk around with a little piece of paper in your hand, write it on a post-it note as you're eating it. 7 to 10 days of intentional tracking can really go a long way in terms of giving you some insight in what you are eating and how you're fueling your body. And the more accurate we can be with that, the better.
Thank you for listening to the Fit Girl Magic Podcast. If you've made it this far, yay. I'm thinking you enjoyed the show. Let's continue the conversation on Instagram. You can find me at Kim Jefferson Coach. In order for me to keep sharing this message, do me a favor and leave me a 5-star review on iTunes. While you're there, don't forget to subscribe so that you won't miss an episode. New episodes are available every Wednesday. The Fit Girl Magic Podcast is intended to provide you with tips, tools, and strategies that will help you make better decisions about your health. I really appreciate your feedback and your support. Thank you so much.